Smashville Live is live at Brewhouse 100 here in Bellevue. We've got a big crowd of Preds fans here tonight for the final show of 2025. My name is Max Herz, joined by my co-host from Aurora, Colorado, USA. Let's hear it for Kara Hammer from Preds TV.
I love that you call it Aurora, my hometown, not like Denver.
I do my research, Hammer.
I know. Great job, Max.
And we currently have two empty chairs up here. Uh-oh. So I think the first topic of conversation is, what are we going to do as a collective mass of Preds fans when Luke Evangelista and or Nick Blankenberg enter the restaurant at some point, hopefully in the next few minutes?
I'm a little surprised because the last Smashville Live we did, I got here and it was about 5:58 and I was panicking because it took a while to drive over here. And Tyson Jost and Adam Willsby were both sitting here and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm late. So I'm a little surprised that 6:01 and...
Well, it was a late game last night. I thought both those guys played well.
Yeah.
So Coach Hammer, will you give them an excuse? Will you allow this?
Let's take a vote. Do you think that this is the type of rule? Like when I played college softball, the rule was if you're on time, you're late. If you're 15 minutes early, okay, so the fans agree. Where are you going, Coach Max?
I say let them do whatever they want. They won last night.
Heck yeah.
Am I too lenient?
Hey, they got the day off, right? So you're training with Bruno here.
That's true. I don't know. He's in charge, not me.
He is in charge. Hey, let's talk about that win last night. That was a big win over a top contender in the NHL right now. How about this Preds team beating the Avalanche?
That was so much fun. Who made it to the end of that game, first of all? Almost everybody here. I was shocked how many people hung around for the postgame show last night in Barrel House at 12:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. I don't really see many tired faces out in the crowd here, though.
It's a long, long day to get here.
Yeah, well, thanks to everybody who prioritized us over work, school, your jobs, whatever it may be. Oh, looks like we have some action. Here we go. I think they're on time, Hammer. Hammer was trying to throw you guys under the bus.
They were at the rink till 1 a.m. Like, here we go.
No bag skate for the boys. All right, now Smashville Live can really get going. Let's welcome our player guests. First up, defenseman number 37 from Washington, Michigan, USA, Nick Blankenberg is here. Hi, Nick, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
And all the way down the row, number 77, Preds winger from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Luke Evangelista is in the building. Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys.
We had a fierce debate before you got here. Is there a hard curfew on getting here on time? And I said absolutely not. Thought you guys both played well last night. Thought we got a big 2 points. And maybe you got a real late sleep in or hopefully a nap or something.
Yeah, we'll chalk it up to the late game. Like, you know, midnight end. We're all dragging a little bit today. 2 minutes, cut us some slack.
Yeah. Hammer was ready to have you guys on the line.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like Herb Brooks.
I don't know. I was wondering. I was like, who's to blame? Like, who was the late one here?
I was ready first. We came together. I was ready first.
No,
so.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
Who picked up who?
We actually did rock, paper, scissors to who would drive.
And I lost.
He lost. He drove.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great way to start the show. Nick Blankenberg and Luke Evangelista are here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Let's talk about that game last night. That was a really fun win. Back and forth, overtime, shootout. We'll start with you, Nick. What stood out most about the overall effort?
Yeah, I think there's just no quit in the group, and I think we've kind of been preaching that all year. And I think Juice was our best player again last night. He's been for plenty of games for us, and that's been huge for us. And obviously got some key goals and some big plays at critical times. So obviously happy with the 2 points. And yeah.
What about you, Luke? What else?
Yeah, I mean, I just remember going to Shootout and looking up at the clock, and it was like 11:40, 11:45, and the whole building was still packed, and you know, you could feel the energy, the atmosphere, even that late of a game. Like, those are fun games to play in. You know, it's obviously you go through adversity. I'm scoring with, I think it was like 8 seconds left, and then you just finding a way to, you know, to hang in there throughout overtime and get the 2 points in the Shootout. It was just that's an exciting game, and that's a lot of fun, and that's you know, hopefully we get some momentum from that.
I want to ask about the overtime. It felt like there was a little bit more excitement to it, especially when you look at Adam Willsby, and he came out and he almost looked like Cale Makar there for a second, had a shifty move, a great chance. What was the bench? What was the reaction down there on the bench during that overtime?
We were just hoping that we could score so we could the game would be over. I feel like it was obviously different with the late start and obviously going into overtime and everything. But, yeah, I really wish he would have scored that. That was a really sick play, especially on Makar. So. Yeah. Like we said, just happy for the 2 points.
There were so many great individual moments in that game, too. That goal by Reed Schaefer knocked Makar over, took the puck right to the hole. Yeah, that deserves a round of applause. What was that like on the bench?
Yeah, I mean that's what Schaefer does. Like, he's a big athletic dude, like, skates really well, really big, strong. And, you know, that's his identity. You know, he wins a puck battle off of one of the best players in the world, takes it right to the hoop, and gets a big goal for us. So, yeah, that was a huge goal.
How do you guys feel right now just about the whole group? You've won 5 of your last 7. You guys have both had great seasons all the way. But what's been different these last 2 to 3 weeks as these efforts have turned into more wins?
I think the commitment to a full 60 and kind of our identity and just, you know, a game like yesterday, for example, I didn't feel like it was our best hockey. It probably wasn't their best hockey, you know, but regardless, we kind of find a way to just stick with it. And as I alluded to earlier, you know, that adversity we go through with them, you know, scoring with 8 seconds left. There were a couple games earlier this year where that happened and it goes to overtime and we lose those overtime games, you know. So obviously we learned from that earlier in the year, you know, in a game like yesterday. It happens to us again, but we don't panic. You know, we go into overtime, get it to a Shootout, and find a way to get 2 points. So I think that's that learning curve. That's an adjustment from earlier in the year, so it's definitely a positive sign.
Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberger, our guests here on Smashville Live. First, can we wave to our fan who's been waving at us the entire time in the gold hat right there?
I see you.
First, we got to wave back. And on a similar topic, as we address the youths here, what was the nap schedule yesterday for the 9 o'clock game?
I was trying to stay awake throughout the day. Like, I was like, I had a show on. I was like trying to stay awake a little bit later, but I was like, I think you're in just such a routine that I was like, okay, like, I can't hold it any longer. I just went down for my nap. I usually try and go for like an hour and a half. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't really stay awake, to be honest with you.
So you didn't want to elongate your nap. You wanted the same length.
Yeah, I find it the same length. I've been playing with that, like, in the years prior. Like, I'll sleep for, like, 2-3 hours. This year, I'm trying for, like, an hour max. You know, I feel better. I don't feel as groggy when I wake up. So that's my adjustment this year.
How about you, Nick? What's your nap schedule?
I'll sleep as much as I can. I think that was probably 2 hours yesterday. I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now. So I probably threw an episode of that on, and by the time that was over, I was dead asleep.
I feel like that's normal. You should want to nap as long as possible, Luke.
Dude, you don't have to tell me about sleep. I love sleeping. It's just I feel better when I don't sleep as long. So I've been playing with that a little bit.
I've always wondered this, though. Is there ever the fear that the alarm is not going to go off and you're not going to wake up on time?
Oh, yeah. Like, before bed, like, if we're in the hotel before bed, I'm checking my alarm, like, 5-6 times before I put it down for the night, just making sure I got one set. So definitely a little anxiety.
Well, a big win for you guys last night. You earned the day off today. What goes into a day off during the grind of this sort of season?
I think for me, just trying, last night was tough because I didn't get to bed probably till 2, 3 a.m., but just try and catch up on sleep, go for a walk. I always go to 12 South and get a coffee or get lunch and just try and get outside. Like, it wasn't as cold today, so went on a little walk and play some video games with some of the younger guys and go out to dinner and just kind of relax, do some recovery stuff throughout the day, and just kind of try to enjoy, I guess, a little bit of time away from the rink.
What's the video game going around right now?
We've been playing Fortnite.
Oh, classic. It must be the really young guys then.
Yeah. Are you too old for Fortnite? I don't know.
No, I still play sometimes. It's all right.
Okay, good. So who's good? Who's bad? I have no specific questions about the game. I just know the dances. I don't know anything
Everyone's good. Everyone's good. Ozzy's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. What about you, Luke? What was the day off schedule today?
Today was kind of busy. I mean, I went into the rink for some treatment, got breakfast, and then I finally got my jib fixed. I got a new tooth put in, so just came straight from the dentist. Came straight from the dentist, came here, so it's been a busy one today.
We've had a lot of questions about the jib.
Yeah.
We have. And you brought it up, so we should just do it now. Can we do tooth roll call? Because the last time you were supposed to be here, you got one right in the bottom lip the night before. And
that's right.
You had a good excuse.
That's right.
You had to miss it. This was in April.
Yeah, I
but
remember that.
But how many are fake now? What's the gap update?
I got four fake ones now, so three on the bottom and then one on top.
Okay. And when did that one come out?
This one?
Yeah, the most recent one.
So the top one, it got knocked out when I was in junior. I was like 19 years old, and I've had a fake one in there, but sometimes, like, if I get a stick to the face or a puck to the face or something, like, it just pops out and takes a couple of weeks to get a new one, so that's why I've been walking around with it.
That's what I thought. I thought it was the same one you'd gone without
it
before.
Is.
A lot of people were not joking. Very curious. So. But this is hockey. This is what we want to talk about.
Part of the job.
So, yeah.
Do you prefer to play with it in, or do you like when it's out and just do you feel more free?
I like when it's in, to be honest with you. I see pictures of myself with it out. I'm like, holy smokes, I look like an idiot. So I prefer it in.
We're off to a great start here with Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg on Smashville Live in front of a big crowd at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. We'll have you guys take your headsets off to sign some autographs and take some pictures for fans here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue, our final show of 2025. It is Smashville Live with Max Herz, Kara Hammer, Nick Blankenberg, and Luke Evangelista on your radio home for Predators hockey, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for the final show before New Year's. My name is Max Herz, along with Kara Hammer, and a great crowd of Preds fans. Let's hear it for our crowd tonight, everybody. Filled all the way to the back here at this great bar. Our next show is, feels like a long way away, January 14th, 5 weeks from right now. We will be back in Cool Springs at Brewhouse South for our first show of 2026. We got lots of fans in the building, lots of autographs for our Preds player guests. Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg are here. Kara, are you signing autographs?
I'm not.
You're just throwing straws around.
I'm throwing straws. I'm not signing autographs, but watching the kids come through, I do have a question. When you guys were kids growing up, was there an NHL player who you would have gone to stand in line for to get an autograph or who you really wanted to meet?
You can go.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Toronto, so I was a big Leafs fan back in the day. Actually, funny story, my first Maple Leafs jersey was a Luke Shen number 2 jersey. And so he ended up being my teammate here in Nashville. So that was kind of like a full circle moment for me, which was really fun. So, I was a big Leafs fan back in the day.
Did you ask him to sign your jersey when you got here?
No, I had to track down. I talked to my mom. I was like, Mom, you got to go find that jersey. It's somewhere in the basement. Like, I wanted her to find it and get him to sign it, but we couldn't track it down. So I was just showing him some photos instead.
There you go. Nick?
I'd say for me, just growing up playing for Little Caesars in Detroit, our home rink was Joe Louis Arena. So we'd kind of... We wouldn't see the guys that often, but occasionally we'd run into them. So for me, it was just cool to be a little kid running around the rink and seeing Red Wings guys around. So it was always pretty cool.
That's so cool, just to be playing at the Joe as a kid.
I was lucky.
Unbelievable. And you had a special day a couple weeks ago, Thanksgiving Eve in Detroit, which is a special game in Detroit. They're home every year on Thanksgiving Eve. It was only your second time playing there ever in four seasons, which was pretty crazy to me. And Nick, you had a massive crowd of Blankenberg fans, and you scored an absolutely beautiful goal in a Preds win. What sticks with you the most from that night?
I think just like walking out after the game and seeing the group of people that was there and just their love and support for me was just like, was everything I could ask for. So it was obviously super special to see them, to get the win, to score that goal, and that night is just something that I'll never forget.
and there were so many different Blankenberg jerseys. I saw your high school jersey. I saw a Michigan jersey. I saw a Blue Jackets jersey. I saw lots of Preds. I mean, it was traveling Yoggers level of Nick Blankenberg.
Yeah. Got a lot of support out there, so very thankful.
Who was there that's most meaningful to you? And, I mean, you can name everybody if you want. It felt like your whole high school was there.
Yeah, I mean, Romeo, where I grew up, is only 45 minutes away, so just a lot of high school buddies. Obviously, mom, dad, brother, aunt and uncle, and then I think just my old coach from Romeo High School, Nick Batter, and his wife, Liz, just meant a lot that everyone could just come out and spend the time and money to come and see us play.
How much did you spend on tickets?
I don't even know. I didn't even want to look. I definitely played for free.
Yeah. Hey, worth it, though. And the goal you scored was amazing. 4-on-4. But we're not going to ask you about it. Luke Evangelista had the best view of it.
I had a great view of it. Yeah.
It was a beauty.
Yeah, it was a hell of a feed by Factor. Just feather it in there. And then I saw Blanky with the quick mitts right in front. Beat Patrick Kane. Yeah, it slid by him.
Not a big deal.
And then roofed it, and I was fired up for him. I knew, you know, those hometown goals, like, that's so cool with, you know, you're packing the barn with your family and friends. That must have been a good feeling. So I was happy for him for sure.
And our microphones on radio will pick up some of the goal celebrations sometime, and there's, like, a little noise you make, Luke, when you score, which I love. And that was the first time I had ever heard it after somebody else scored.
Yeah.
Was so happy.
I was definitely fired up. It's actually funny you say that. My parents have been texting me that. They'll be like, we can hear you on the mics these days. I guess they're picking it up on the hot mics now, like some of the sounds. So, yeah, I was, like I said, I was fired up for that one. I had nothing to do with it, but I was like, holy shit, that was cool.
And, Nick, the celebration going back to the bench, I meant to ask you sooner. You made the X. Was that for somebody?
So, I don't know how to explain this, but earlier in the year when we went on that trip down south, we did the kayaking.
Okay, so like in preseason.
So around the room, like, I don't know if you see, like, for the fans, like, there's two paddles that are like that say, like, all in, and it says screw it, like, in the nicest way possible. So I think just that, like, that was kind of one of those things. Like, I feel like that's been our slogan all year, like, screw it, we're just going to keep going, we're going to keep grinding. And I don't know, I told myself that when I scored I was going to do it. And
He told me,
I forgot.
He told me, like, since training camp, he's like, I got a sick celebration plan. Like, I can't wait to do it. And he scored, like, three times before, and I was like, dude, when are you going to do it? And then he finally remembered for the Detroit one. I was like, okay, there it is.
Yeah.
He saved it for a good goal, though.
Yeah.
A meaningful goal.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Was cool.
Yeah. Like, how much are you thinking about that? Because we saw Phil Forsberg, right, when he did the ape thing. Yeah. And he said he got a text in the morning. His friend said, go ape. And we thought, you score a goal, and then it's so quick in your mind to do the celebration, but you're really thinking about it before you go in. It's planned a little bit?
I guess a little bit. I think sometimes I just black out, and I'm just, like, so excited, like, in Detroit. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I was doing with my hand. I was just so fired up. And then I remembered after, and I was like, I got to do it. But, yeah, I think sometimes you think, oh, if I scored tonight, I'm going to do this or do that, and then hopefully you can remember.
Vance, has your celebration changed throughout the years?
No, I mean, same thing. I think it's just such an adrenaline rush. You just kind of black out. And like I said, like, Blanky had been telling me he was going to do that celebration for, like, three goals before he actually did it. So he just kept, like, blacking out and forgetting. So it's, like, kind of like that. Like, once you do score, it's, like, such a rush. You're, like, not even thinking.
Well, Luke, you are the team leader in assists this season with 16 helpers. What's that like for you? I don't know how much the stat sheet pops up, but to see a big number in that column for you, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I think a lot of it has to do with playing with a couple future Hall of Famers, you know, like even playing with Steven Stamkos, one of the greatest goal scorers to ever play the game. So, and, you know, Ryan O'Reilly, just an awesome, awesome teammate, an awesome line mate, hell of a player. So those guys have made it easy for me lately, for sure.
What's it been like for both of you guys to carve out really important roles this season that weren't necessarily where you were slotted in at the start of the year for different reasons? We'll start with you, Nick.
Well, first, like, 16 assists. Like, can you find me next game? But I think just for me, it's just super exciting. And I'm just, for my path and my journey and how I've gotten here, I'm just super grateful and thankful. And I think just trying to make the most out of each and every single opportunity I get. I feel like that's kind of been the story of my career, is once I get an opportunity, I'd like to think I make the most out of it, or I try to make the most out of it every time. And it's just been honestly so much fun, and just such a great group of guys to be a part of and to do it with.
At the end of preseason, you were the 7th D. What was that like for you that last week of preseason, just trying to get an understanding of where you stood and knowing you'd probably have to wait your turn like you did last year?
Yeah, I think training camp's always a stressful time, especially for a guy who's like a fringe guy or a bubble guy. I think I was just trying not to go in on some days and get too caught up in what the lines were looking like. Or honestly, I was just happy I wasn't sent down to Milwaukee. I was like, all right, I'm staying here for the next little bit. And obviously there's going to be injuries and stuff's going to happen. So I was just trying to prepare my mind and be in just the best mental space and obviously physical space to make the most out of the opportunity when my name did get called.
Well, we're going back to the start of the season. Let's talk about Luke and your off season. You trained with Ryan Ellis. What was that like for you? I know a lot of fans in here, big fans of Ryan Ellis too.
Yeah, I mean, another guy that I kind of grew up watching. I mean, he's an Ontario boy. He grew up not too far from me. So he played in the OHL. I played in the OHL. And then obviously I watched him when he was with the Preds. We got connected through Brandon Walker, our team service manager, when I was in Nashville, and obviously I couldn't participate in training camp. And Ellie was super super generous and helping me stay in shape when all the other boys were doing training camp. So we were renting ice together. He was running me through a bunch of drills, and he had actually been in a similar situation as I was when he was a restricted free agent. So he had ton of insight, ton of advice. He was really good with me, and we've stayed in contact a little bit since then. So I'm super grateful for what he did for me, and he didn't have to do that. It was super generous, and he was great. So I really appreciate everything he did for me.
Does it feel like a long time ago already? Like, it probably felt like it dragged on for a while, but all of a sudden you're back home, you're back where you belong, and it feels like a distant memory.
Yeah, exactly. I think when you're in it, you're in the moment, and especially whenever, like, the boys are doing training camp, they're doing the team bonding stuff, and you're like, you're at home. It's like, it feels like it's going on forever, and it's like, I just couldn't wait for it to be over. I couldn't wait to be back with the boys. And then, like you said, I mean, you get into the season and you're playing every other day. Like, there's so much on your mind. It's so far in the past now that we're into the swing of things in the season, so you're not even thinking about it anymore.
And you've expressed this before, Luke, but there was no chance you were going anywhere else. This is home.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even cross my mind. I was just like, I love the city. I love the fans. I love my teammates. Like, I've had such an enjoyable experience so far here that it didn't even cross my mind. I want to be back in Smashville for sure.
Can we clap it up for that, for Luke Evangelista? We're going to take another break so Luke and Nick Blankenberg can sign some more autographs for our fans here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. You're listening to Smashville Live on your radio home for Preds hockey, ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Back to Smashville Live on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Preds have won 5 of their last 7, and we've got a standing room only crowd here at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue for our final show before the Preds play a whole lot of road games over the next calendar month. Our next show will be 5 weeks from tonight on Wednesday night, January 14th at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria, so we hope to see you there. My name is Max Herz, along with Kara Hammer. Let's hear it again after another round of pictures and autographs for our Preds players, Nick Blankenberg and Luke Evangelista in the building. I don't normally do this, but I have an autograph request as well. Is this allowed? This is a unique item that I'm surprised we haven't seen yet.
Show that to the fans.
Show that to the crowd. Nashville Lifestyles Magazine. Nashville's 25 most beautiful people. I don't know. I just felt like I had to have it autographed.
You actually want it autographed?
Of course.
Okay, I got you.
This is going to sit on the radio desk in Barrel House the rest of the season.
That's right,
and maybe we'll auction it off at the end of the year.
Money.
Yeah. And that magazine came from, Luke and I talked about this actually, my friend who is the LA Kings radio announcer landed in Nashville before we played them.
Yeah.
And he sent me a picture. He was like, why is this in my room?
Yeah.
And we found out that both teams the Preds were playing that weekend were staying in the same hotel. So every single player, 2 games in a row, saw your face on their nightstand looking dapper.
Yeah.
And you said nobody chirped you for it.
Well, I got one text about it. I know Quentin Byfield on LA from back home a little bit, and he just sent me a photo, and he was like, "Dude, what the hell is this?" I was like, "Oh boy," but I didn't hear much about it after that.
How is that possible? NHL's gone soft. I thought everybody would be all over you for it.
I know. I kind of knew what I signed up for. I was like, I'll take what comes with it, but it's been quiet. So yeah.
Everyone's scared of him.
When I was missing the tooth, everyone was afraid of me.
So tomorrow it starts again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on a different note, Luke, did you see that in the NHL's player poll released this week, you did receive one vote for player that someone would most like to punch in the face?
I did see that.
Do we have any idea who that was and what their motives are?
I think there's like a 70% chance it's actually someone from our team. It could be someone from another team. I wouldn't be surprised if it was someone from our team, but if it is someone from another team, I'm actually okay with that. Like, I kind of took pride in that. I was like, I like being kind of a rat out there, like chirping guys and stuff, so I'm okay with it.
I think it was someone on our team, too.
Yeah, me too.
Was Nick Blankenberg surveyed?
Wasn't me. If you were to take a guess on one guy on our team, who do you think it'd be?
There's a handful of guys. It would be like Nick Hag, Johnny Marchessault, Michael Bunting. It'd probably be one of those three guys, I think, if any of them wanted to punch me in the face.
Could I do a sleeper and throw out Matt Wood? Like
Matt Wood.
If you go to your NHL debut and you trucked Malkin, right? That was like one of your first shifts in the league. And we know coming out of Sweden, Matt Wood said that Evgeny was one of his favorite players. There was a whole story about how they were meeting. So
I saw that. I feel like Woody's too nice to want to punch me in the face. I'll ask him tomorrow when I see him, though.
Michael Bunting did get two votes.
Yes, we were bonding over that, actually. I was like, Bunts, you and me, like we're punchable guys. So we're kind of in it together.
And, of course, former Pred Nick Cousins was your winner.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so you're Nashville's most beautiful person and you're somebody's first choice punch
in the
face.
Yeah, I do it all.
That's both ends of the spectrum there.
Was this your first photo shoot outside of, you know, team-issued things that you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when my agent first brought that to me, I was like, I showed it to my parents and I was like kind of laughing, but I was like, haha, like that's pretty funny, but like, I'm not going to do it because I was like, I'm a hockey player, like I'm going to get chirped for that. My mom was like, no, like, you're doing it. Like, when you're, like, 60 years old, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I wish I did that stuff when I was younger. So, I was like, she kind of talked me into it. But, no, it was kind of fun. So, I'm glad I did it. The boys in the room kind of like it. We got one in Pete Rogers' equipment area. He's got one hanging out there. So, everyone gets a good chuckle about it.
Do you pick your outfit for this? Like, did you decide what you were going to wear?
They pretty much said, like, bring, like, business casual. And then they said they were going to do a couple with, like, the jersey and jeans on. I think there's one in there with jersey and jeans on. So they kind of just instructed me what to do.
With the new rule that you guys aren't required to wear suits on their arrival anymore, how is that going? I mean, do you appreciate it? Do you miss the suits?
I love it.
You love no suits?
Yeah, I love no suits. I mean, I still wear a suit, like, suit and tie into games every once in a while. And I feel like now that there is no dress code, I feel like when I do wear a suit and tie, it's, like, even better. I feel like I enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. Good to see the style too from other guys throughout the league, and yeah, definitely think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I really liked it too. I mean, you can kind of pick and choose depending on how you're feeling. I like everyone kind of showing personality, and like it's kind of, you know, you see it with like the NBA and stuff like that. Like guys have those cool walk-in photos, and you know they're getting their outfits coordinated and stuff, so it's cool. And like Nick said, like if you want, you can still rock the classic suit and tie. So no, I've liked the rule change for sure.
Who's been doing well on the team? Take you guys out of it.
I mean, who doesn't
like with casual?
Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, who doesn't like a good, like, Phil Forsberg outfit, like walking in? Like, he definitely is out there a little bit, but yeah. I think he does a really good job.
Yeah, I would say I couldn't rock his style. I love his style. I couldn't wear it, but he walked in with like this light blue, like, big hat last night. I was like, oh my god, like that is style. So he's got it going on.
Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg are our guests here on Smashville Live, and any fashion talk always ends in a hair care routine question for Luke Evangelista. So I'm gonna turn to our hair expert, Kara Hammer. to take us through it.
Max wants to know what your hair care routine is.
I've been asked this a couple times. It's honestly pretty simple. Like, I get it wet in the shower, towel dry, kind of place it with my hands, and then I'm good to go for the day. So it's pretty simple.
Are you a barber? Is that like, do you go to a barber?
So my first week that I got to Nashville, I was like, I was scouting around the room, like, who's got good hair? Like, whose barber do I want to steal? So I was like, I went up to Yost, Roman Yossi, and I was like, hey, where do you get your hair cut? And he gave me his lady, and I've been going to her ever since. So she's been great.
Wow. Good word of mouth right there.
Yeah.
Did you ask Boro?
No, I didn't. I think Burrow probably cuts his own hair. Honestly, so.
He's that good.
Yeah.
So say, who else would have been good to ask at that point? Burrow would have been a good one.
Dutchie was around. He had some good hair going. Who else? Teams changed a lot actually over the years.
Yeah.
Can't even remember.
I think Yost was a good place to start.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Do you want to ask about the pregame?
Go ahead. I don't even know what she's talking about.
We were talking about if we were wondering today, do you keep the snacks that you trade for?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I try to. David Good, our strength and condition guys, if I bring him like candy on the bench, he gives me a look and he's like, you're not seeing this ever again. It's unhealthy. But I sometimes try and sneak my stuff into my stall. Yeah.
What are you most likely to trade for? Like, what could somebody bring to the game and you're like, that's it, that's the winner?
I mean, everything I've seen is like pretty good. Like, the candy stuff is good. I sometimes get bracelets, like homemade bracelets, which is really cool. I've seen like some hand-drawn stuff, which is really cool too. Like, anything, it's just that thought, like that kind of interaction that I think is pretty cool. It doesn't even matter what it is, to be honest with you.
Nick, what's it been like for you to become a fan favorite here over the past couple seasons and have people making signs for you and wanting to trade and all that as you've become a staple here?
Yeah, it's been honestly a lot of fun. It's always seeing a Blankenberg sign in the stands or seeing a Blankenberg jersey here. I think we got one here tonight, so appreciate that. But not as many as Evangelista signs, though. I feel like every warm-up I'm seeing at least like 10 or 15 Evangelista signs or something. So I don't know if I'll get to that point one day, but no, it's cool to see the support, and obviously it's such a great fan base here, so it's been a ton of fun.
What goes through your pregame routine when you're warming up out there? I mean, are you superstitious? Do you do the same thing every time you hit the ice?
Yeah, for the most part, I'd say I do pretty much the same thing, and I think most guys probably do too.
Who has the craziest ritual?
On the ice?
Yeah.
Does anyone do anything egregious?
I don't think anyone does anything that crazy.
I haven't seen anything like that. I saw, actually, speaking of Malkin, when he played, it was like a 1,000th game or something. He's got some crazy like stretching routine that the whole team did for his 1,000th game. I saw that one that was kind of funky, but on our team, on the ice, I don't think anyone does anything crazy, to be honest with you. No.
Off the ice, is it O'Reilly?
Yeah, O'Reilly's superstitious with the cold tubs. He gets fully undressed between every intermission. He goes and sits in the cold tub, so he keeps himself busy for sure.
Great stuff. And the one other thing I want to ask you guys, we always like to ask players where their uniform number came from. And Luke, we'll start with you. You were 77 from the beginning. What was that, a pick, and you just decided to stick with it, or that was assigned to you?
No, they just gave that to me, like, my first training camp in Nashville. And so when I got called up, like, towards the end of the year. I didn't even have time to ask for a different number. And honestly, I kind of liked 77. That was Blanky's old number, so yep. He hates that I wear it. But I've liked it. And so I was like, yeah, I'll rock with it. I've kept it ever since.
Did we ever have an offer of any kind, Nick, to try and get it off of him?
No, no chance.
We were in the car today, and he set the temperature to 77. He goes, that's my number. And I go, no, that's my number.
Oh, that's awesome. They're cranking up the heat. We're going to take a break, come back, and we'll take some fan questions for Nick Blankenberg and Luke Evangelista here on Smashville Live on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Max Herz and Kara Hammer with you, and our great crew from 102.5 The Game. Can we hear it for our entire production crew, please, and our marketing team? They do such an amazing job with these shows, bringing them out to you. And they are taking care of all the autographs right now for Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg. Somewhere up there, Kara Hammer is being asked for her autograph. Have you signed anything tonight, Kara?
I've signed one thing, but I'm curious now because now they're receiving gifts. And I think these are mangoes.
Yeah, mangoes.
Mangoes?
That should have been the answer for what he wants at warm-ups, right? Or is he signing the mango?
No, he's receiving them. They're gifts.
Okay.
It's the 12 days of Christmas, Max.
I think getting a mango sign might not be the best long-term keepsake here on Smashville Live. I am out in the crowd getting ready to take some fan questions once we're done with our autographs and pictures here. So we're going to do some laps for a little bit while the guys get ready. Thanks again to our great hosts here at Brewhouse 100. We have been here, what, four shows in a row? Who's been here every show? We've been here a lot. They are doing some renovations at Brewhouse South. We're going to be back there for our next show in January, so hope to see you there the second Wednesday of January. Actually, I think the third. January 15th at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria for Smashville Live 2026. All right. We're doing a lap, and we're going to start in the back. Can you still hear me up in the front? They can. That's good. All right, we're going to start in the back and work our way up with our fan questions for Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg. Please introduce yourself first and then ask away.
My name is Mia. You guys were talking about playing Fortnite, and I just want to know, do you know any Fortnite dances, and can you please do one?
Wait, where's this coming from? Oh, there it is. Blanky's really good at Fortnite dances, actually. He's super good. Do you know any? I don't know any.
Oh, yeah, right. The only one we do, like the L1 we'll do.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's about it.
Like, yeah, if we get a note, like in pregame soccer, we do the L dance like that, but that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Fortnite still cool? Am I that out of touch?
It's back. It's making a comeback.
It's back. I was never in to begin with, so I'm double uncool then. All right, working our way up. Next question.
Nick Blankenberg, what, besides the Stanley Cup, do you want for Christmas?
Wow. I mean, I would say just, I think the most important thing as I get older is just quality time with family. So thankfully I should be able to get that, pending flights and nothing too crazy, but I'd say that's definitely it.
Good wholesome answer right there. Good question. All right, next up on your guys' right.
Luke, do you have any idea how worried you made my mother, my wife, and my daughter when you took a puck to the face and lost a tooth? Please be more careful.
I'm trying my best. I'm wearing my mouth guard every game. I can't control it. I'm back, though. I got the jib fixed today, so we're good. Tell them I'm good now.
All right, next fan question.
My name's Kaylee. I was wondering, in Nashville, what's y'all's favorite place to eat at?
Oh, good question.
There's a lot of good places to eat at. I'd say Craig's is probably my new favorite. That just opened up in the Gulch, so I'd say that's definitely number one right now.
Craig's is good. I like Luogo, Italian spot in the Gulch. Bourbon Steakhouse is a really good one up at the top of the hotel, the JW Marriott. But we try and go for a good amount of dinners as a young crew, so we try and get out.
All right, next up.
What's your favorite restaurant in Nashville?
Jack Brown's? You
okay.
Have to try it out.
Okay,
we'll give it a go.
A little more casual than...
That's all right.
I'm Liz. We already covered nap time, but I was wondering what else goes into staying hype, staying awake for those later games? Is there a playlist? Are we drinking coffee? What else is part of that routine?
I think just, like, I mean, yeah, it was a later game. It was another probably hour and a half later than what we're used to, but... I always have just a little shot of coffee, some music. I feel like the adrenaline just from playing in a game that does the trick for me.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Like, we do our pregame, caffeine pre-workout drinks, do the cold tub. Just, you have your routine before every game. You know, it honestly doesn't matter if it's afternoon, 7 o'clock, later game. Like, you always find a way to get hype, get up for those games.
Does anybody on the team have weird caffeine routines or food routines of any kind that we should know about?
Pre-game meals, any weird ones?
I don't think so. I think everyone's
pretty standard now, I think, actually, yeah.
We're normal this year.
Yeah. Good for us. All right. Next fan question.
What's your favorite bars on Broadway?
Oh, Blanky's always on Broadway, so he should know. No, I'm just joking.
Honestly, I haven't really been to too many bars on Broadway. I'd say last year when Jelly Roll came to the game and his bar opened up and we were there with him, that was a pretty cool spot. I'd say
that's a cool one.
Either that one or maybe Aldean's. I'd say.
Those are both good ones. I also like 1230 Club. Yost is part owner there, so we do some team meals there from time to time. They always got live music. I like that one. That's a good one, too.
Kara Hammer, what's your favorite Broadway bar?
I can't even remember the last time I've been on Broadway that wasn't 501 Broadway Bridgestone Arena.
Good answer.
Nice. All right, next up on the left.
Since Luke has been on his car line with Stamkos and O'Reilly, and since Nick has been on a lot of the power plays that we've had, I've seen a huge increase in the team chemistry. What do you guys think? Is that the reason? You two are the reason.
We're just going today. No.
No.
Honestly, I can't speak. I think Nick would agree. Like, the chemistry we have as a locker room and how much we love playing with each other. You know, obviously we've been through some hard times, you know, last year and even earlier this year with not getting the results we wanted. But we've always been a tight-knit group. We've always loved playing with each other. We go to the rink every day. We laugh. We have a ton of fun. I think now that we're winning, like, you can kind of notice it more. It's, you know, it's more enjoyable over this last, you know, few games. And that just comes with winning, I think. But that's never wavered in, you know, the team chemistry and just the bond that we have as a group.
I think the Sweden trip really helped, too. Just in spending that time together, being able to experience, like, that first game in Sweden, seeing, obviously, Sammer score that unreal OT goal, and just, like, how much it meant to Phil and Willie to do that, and then just all the time we spent as a group. And
yeah.
I don't know, I saw some article this year saying that Nashville has a toxic locker room or something crazy like that, and I think that was one of the more crazy things I've ever seen, because it's such a good group of guys, and just everybody's just obviously wants to win and pushing in the right direction, and yeah, it's just such a good group. So,
well said. All right, next up on your guys' left here in the front, introduce yourself and ask away.
I'm Ryan, and what is it like to play in the NHL?
You want to go?
What's up, Ryan? That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think when I was your age, I that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I think for me, it's just really cool just to be able to live out that dream and just enjoy it every single day and realize the impact that we can have on other people and to give back to younger kids like you and just to show them that it is possible with a good attitude and hard work ethic. And yeah, it's been just so much fun, and I think just for us, just enjoying it every single day. If we didn't, I think that would be a shame.
Yeah. Do you want to play in the NHL? Maybe? Maybe. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. No, it's a blast. I agree with Blanky. Like, it's, you know, I think we're just really grateful to be able to do something we love for a living and get paid for it. It's, you know, it's something you can't take for granted. Every day you go to the rink, you go to work, you're blessed to be, you know, doing something you love. It's a great lifestyle, but, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and takes a lot of, you know, help from other people as well. You know, I think our families and, you know, trainers and all that stuff behind the scenes that people don't see, but it's so rewarding at the end of the day. So we're definitely blessed. I think we both feel that.
I think that's a great one to end on. Great stuff, guys. Let's hear it for Luke Evangelista and Nick Blankenberg, our final Smashville Live of 2025. Thanks so much to our great crowd who came up. Thanks to our great crew. For Kara Hammer and the whole Preds broadcast team, I'm Max Herz. We will see you for our first show of 2026 on Wednesday night, January, if I can read my own handwriting, 14th. At Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Thanks again for coming out tonight, everybody. We'll see you in Smashville tomorrow. Preds Insiders is coming up next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.